You've probably heard about notebooks by now, but what you might not know is that you can run PowerShell in them. And Anna is here to show us how, today on Data Exposed. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Jeroen, and today I have Anna here with me. Welcome back.
Thanks.
And we're going to talk about notebooks. And you've probably heard about notebooks by now, but you might not know that notebooks are actually also available in Azure Data Studio, aren't they?
That's correct.
Cool. So what can I do with that?
Yeah, so we've been talking a lot here about SQL notebooks, and it was this great big idea because we've brought what was previously only something for data science, really, and brought it to data engineers and DBAs. They can use these SQL notebooks. So you might have seen this capability of a SQL kernel here in a notebook. And what a notebook basically allows you to do is intertwine text and runnable cells.
Right.
And then you can save the results of those cells and maybe send off if you're doing troubleshooting, or send as, you know, even like tutorials or anything like that to see what your results should be or any issues that you're having.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, people are loving these SQL notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we do?
Okay.
And so recently we came up with this PowerShell kernel. And that PowerShell kernel, as you can see, allows me to connect to local. So I'm using PowerShell to connect to my local host. So basically, it's like running the terminal locally, except I can save the results and intertwine text and stuff.
Right. So you can save this in the notebook, make some notes, show the results, send it to me. Like, hey, you know, this is the expected result, right? So I can reproduce and those kind of things.
Exactly.
And then I can just use that for PowerShell as well. Cool. So that's great. So I can run any PowerShell in here?
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to show today, is how you can get set up for the Azure module that's available for PowerShell.
Okay.
You can also use the Azure CLI, but today we'll show the Azure PowerShell module.
Okay, cool.
So this first step is just to kind of check the version that you have. For PowerShell users, this should be a very common thing to see. Note that you need a 5.1 or higher to use the latest AZ module for PowerShell. Then I can just go ahead and install that and force it. Now, hopefully this doesn't take a long time, otherwise we'll cut through it.
So you're just now installing the Azure module for PowerShell, right?
Yes.
Cool.
So now that that's installed, I can then confirm and get the version. And you should be able to replicate this on your machine, mm-hmm. and just be all set up to go. So now I see what AZ module I'm running.
Right.
And I can connect to my AZ account and my subscription and information, and then I can start going.
Cool. So that's great. So this notebooks, they're amazing. I mean, with all the text and the code and results and great. But what if I need to run something more interactive? How do I do that?
Sure. And sometimes you do need to run more interactive that needs a yes or other things that you don't just mm-hmm. want to force it through like we do using notebooks sometimes. What you can do here is you can actually create an integrated terminal and run Azure PowerShell or any PowerShell type of commands from there. And you might have seen this before, but if you select Control-Shift-P, that's kind of this nice help bar that gets you access to everything. If you're familiar with VS Code, you've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see, then you can start searching for things, and you can see this first one is one I've done recently, is to create a new integrated terminal. And so by doing that, now I get a terminal running PowerShell, so I can start doing just the normal PowerShell stuff I do.
Perfect. So next to your notebook, you're now just using the terminal to do interactive stuff.
Exactly.
And you're not even leaving the application, right? You're just still in the same app.
Yeah, exactly. It's
cool.
Really nice and easy to use.
So if I want to learn a little bit more, look at how I get started, is there anything you can point us to?
Yeah, so we will share a link to this set of resources. And here in this set of resources, you can see things like how to do things specific to Azure SQL using that SQL module in PowerShell. So we have things about configuring failover groups, things for single databases and elastic pools, and we even have commands that are specific to managed instance. So this can be a really useful tool, and hopefully we've given you something to get started with.
Cool. Well, thanks again, Anna. And thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, and leave a comment, and hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.